1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 says this, "We impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory." God, in His matchless and infinite wisdom, decreed something to take place before He ever created. He decreed the cross. He determined that there would be the cross to atone for man's sin, and that this would be for man's glory or for man's good. In other words, God prearranged for the believer to possess and live in eternal joy through the cross. His love for you does not begin when you receive Jesus in faith. His love for you extends into eternity past. It's one thing to be determined to love your wife even when you don't know who that will be. But we can't imagine determining to love a wife whom we know will be anything but loving back to us. Would you arrange a wedding ceremony for yourself when you knew the wife was planning to hire out a hitman to kill you? And yet God decreed before the ages began the time and place and the event of the cross to appease His own wrath towards your hitman ways and to win for you full forgiveness and pardon and amnesty, and to grace you with His presence, His Spirit, His Word, His life, His glory. What is this glory? Well, when we look at verse 8, we see it's Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Not only is this love extended in the past, it also extends into the future. Look at what it says in verse 9, that God is prepared for those who love Him. This last line speaks to believers or those who love God, and it speaks of what God has prepared for those who love God. And what God has prepared is seen in the cross and extends into the future. This is the wisdom of God. This is the wisdom that Paul is imparting to those who will have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to obey. When you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the English LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Canada and the United States.